Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Your Brain is a Filthy Liar: How Self-Deception Controls You and the Path to Freedom by Busy Gold is a self-help and personal development book that argues many persistent emotional and behavioral struggles are sustained by self-deception, rather than framing the problem as a lack of motivation or willpower. The book focuses on the protective stories people unconsciously tell themselves to avoid discomfort, protect identity, and preserve familiar coping strategies. Gold presents a structured, method-oriented approach aimed at helping readers identify the recurring mental loops behind self-sabotage, procrastination, conflict in relationships, and chronic stress. A central element is a proprietary framework often discussed as brain pattern mapping, used to categorize patterns and make the process feel more concrete and actionable. The book is written in a blunt, direct tone and emphasizes practical application over inspirational messaging. Its purpose is to move readers from vague self-awareness to measurable behavior change by confronting the inner narrative that keeps them stuck and by practicing new responses that build self-trust and freedom. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, self-deception as a hidden operating system. A core idea in the book is that self-deception is not an occasional mistake, but a systematic way the mind protects existing patterns. The brain prefers familiar emotional outcomes, even when they are painful, because familiar feels predictable. From that perspective, self-sabotage is not irrational. It is consistent with an internal goal of avoiding threat, uncertainty, shame, or vulnerability. The book frames many common problems through this lens, putting off important work, repeating the same relationship dynamics, or insisting that external factors are the only reason life does not change, instead of treating these behaviors as moral failures. Gold positions them as outputs of an internal narrative designed to keep the person comfortable and consistent with their identity. This emphasis shifts the reader from self-blame to responsibility. If the brain is generating a comforting story, the task is to recognize the story, identify what it is protecting, and stop confusing the story with objective truth. That recognition becomes the first lever for change because it exposes the gap between stated goals and the subconscious agenda driving day-to-day choices. Secondly, pattern recognition and the appeal of a mapped approach. The book leans on the idea that durable change comes faster when you can recognize your pattern with specificity. Instead of generic advice like think positive or set better goals, Gold emphasizes identifying the repeating structure underneath different situations, the same emotional trigger, the same interpretation, the same defensive response, and the same outcome. The proprietary concept, often described as brain pattern mapping, is presented as a way to organize these repetitions into understandable categories and to make the process feel more objective. Even for readers who do not engage with any external system, the broader takeaway is practical: you cannot change what you cannot reliably notice. By treating your reactions as data, you reduce the tendency to rationalize them. You also stop negotiating with symptoms and start addressing the pattern that produces them. This topic supports the book's no-fluff tone because it pushes readers away from vague introspection and toward concrete observation. What do you do? When do you do it? What do you tell yourself in the moment? And what is the payoff of staying the same? Thirdly, why willpower and insight often fail without behavioral interruption? Another major theme is that awareness alone does not reliably produce change. Many people can explain their issues in detail and still repeat them. The book argues that insight can become a trap when it turns into a new form of self-deception. I understand myself, therefore I am improving. Gold emphasizes interruption, the moment when the familiar loop begins and a different action must be chosen. This is where willpower typically collapses, because the old pattern is emotionally efficient and the new choice feels threatening or unnatural. The book's approach is to make interruption more systematic, recognize the early signals, name the narrative, and implement a prepared counter-response rather than improvising under stress. The goal is not perfection but repetition, because a new response needs practice before it feels like the default. In this framework, progress is measured by reduced automaticity and increased choice. The reader is encouraged to focus less on grand transformation and more on the specific. Repeatable moments that retrain behavior, rebuild credibility with oneself, and gradually weaken the lies that keep the loop running. Fourthly, relationships as a mirror for defensive narratives. The book treats relational conflict as one of the most reliable places to spot self-deception. In close relationships, the stakes are high, triggers are frequent, and the brain is quick to defend identity. The self-deceptive narrative often shows up as certainty about the other person's motives, a rehearsed victim story, or a rigid need to be right. Gold's framing encourages readers to look for the pattern they repeatedly bring into interactions: how they interpret tone, how quickly they escalate, how they avoid accountability, or how they use control, withdrawal, or overfunctioning to manage discomfort. This perspective does not excuse harmful behavior, but it does redirect attention to the internal payoff of the pattern, such as avoiding vulnerability, avoiding rejection, or maintaining superiority. The practical benefit is that it helps readers separate facts from interpretations and distinguish boundaries from defensiveness. By learning to identify what the brain is protecting in relational moments, the reader gets a clearer path to responding with intention. Over time, that can reduce drama and increase self-trust, because the person stops outsourcing their emotional regulation to other people's behavior. Lastly, building freedom through consistent pattern opposition. The change process described in the book centers on acting against the familiar pattern, not merely understanding it. This is often discussed as opposing the pattern, choosing the response that the old narrative resists. If the pattern is avoidance, the opposition is timely engagement. If the pattern is control, the opposition is tolerating uncertainty and letting others own their part. If the pattern is people-pleasing, the opposition is honest communication and discomfort tolerance. The emphasis is on small, repeatable actions that prove to the nervous system that the feared outcome is survivable. Over time, those reps create a different internal reference point. I can handle discomfort, I can tell the truth, I can act in line with my goals. The book's promise of freedom is grounded in this idea that freedom is not a feeling that arrives before action. It is an outcome of repeatedly choosing the harder, more honest behavior until it becomes normal. The reader is encouraged to treat setbacks as data rather than as evidence of failure. The long-term aim is sustainable self-trust, doing what you say you will do, even when the brain offers a compelling lie to keep you stuck. In conclusion, Your Brain Is a Filthy Liar is best suited for readers who feel trapped in repeating cycles and are tired of purely motivational or purely reflective self-help. It will appeal to people who recognize that they can explain their patterns but cannot reliably change them in the moment, including high-achieving professionals who experience procrastination, emotional reactivity, or recurring relationship friction. The main practical benefit is a more structured way to spot self-deception in real time and to replace it with deliberate behavior, which can improve follow-through and reduce the sense of inner chaos. Intellectually, the book offers a straightforward model for understanding why the mind protects familiar outcomes, even when they are self-defeating. What helps it stand out in a crowded category is its emphasis on pattern identification and behavioral interruption rather than inspiration, affirmations, or extended autobiographical storytelling. Readers looking for a gentle, purely therapeutic tone may find the style blunt, and those skeptical of proprietary frameworks may prefer to treat the mapping language as an organizing metaphor. But for readers who want a direct, action-oriented lens on self-sabotage and self-justification, the book positions change as a skill that can be practiced, measured, and reinforced until freedom becomes the new default. If you would like to support Busy Gold, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.